Let us pray. Christ, you are the living vine. May your presence give us life, your word give us wisdom, and your grace flow through us that we may bear fruit in the spirit of your love. Amen. A reading from 1 John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent God's only begotten into the world so that we might live through Christ. It is in this love, not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent God's only begotten to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and God's love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in God, and God in us, because God has given us of God's Spirit, and we have seen and do testify that God has sent the only begotten as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe that the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as is God, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because God first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from God is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Sisters and brothers, this is the word of God for us, the people of God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from John's Gospel in the 15th chapter. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and God is the vine grower. And God removes every branch in me that does not bear fruit. Every branch that does bear fruit, God cleans up, prunes so that it bears more fruit. You have already been cleaned up by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit by itself if it's not connected to the vine, neither can you unless you live as a part of me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you abide in me and I in you, you bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. Those who do not abide in me are like a branch that's cut off and thrown away. It withers. Those branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my word abides in you, ask anything you wish, and it will be. This is how God is glorified, that you bear much fruit and grow as my disciples. As God has loved me, I have loved you. Now live in that love. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks be to God.
One of the primary tasks of the life of faith is to overcome the illusion of our separateness. It's a very convincing illusion that we're separate from God, that we're like this and God is like that. We're here and God is there. It seems evident that we're separate beings. I'm here and you're there, and we go our separate ways. And there's an entire part of our consciousness that has evolved that's designed to keep track of that. It's called your ego. And your ego mind doesn't mean your pride, although when your ego gets anxious, its opinion of what's me and what's not me gets distorted, and then you got problems. But that ego mind's job is to keep track of what's me and what's not me, and how I define that and protect that. And that's a really good thing. Keeps you from bumping into things. It's really good as long as you remember that it's actually not true. We are not separate beings. There's only one being, and we're all part of it. You can't have being that isn't part of being. God says, I am. I am being. So if you're alive, you're part of God. Jesus' way of talking about this is this image of a vine and branches. I am the vine, and you are my branches. And he gives us this image in which we are rooted in Christ. We are a part of the unfolding, the embodiment of God's love in the world. Your spiritual gifts are those ways in which God's presence, God's Spirit, are at work in you for the sake of the world. Like an apple hanging on a tree, like a bunch of grapes at the end of the vine. That's what the purpose of your life is. To bear fruit so that the world might be nourished by this love that flows through you out into the world, because you are a part of God. You are a blossoming of God in the world. You are an outgrowth of God. So when we pray to God, we're not hoping that there's this guy who is distant who is hearing us. We're being mindful of this love that we come from, that surrounds us and that reaches beyond the edges of the universe. This love that's right present with us and that's within us, that's inside us, that is our life. And so we come over and over again to re-root ourselves in that oneness. The Apostle Paul's way of talking about it is that we are part of the body of Christ. He talks about living in the flesh and living in the Spirit. And it's easy to get way off track with that and think that somehow what's physical is bad and what's spiritual is good. That's not what he's talking about, because what's physical is spiritual. It doesn't mean that bodies are bad. What he's talking about is this illusion that I am this package here, 165 pounds of meat and bones, and that's me. and I will do my best to preserve me and give me life. And Paul says that's what he means by living in the flesh, even living inside this little flesh, but not beyond it. And he says that is death. It's just like the branch that's ripped off the vine. When we isolate ourselves, we cut ourselves off from the source of life because my life doesn't come from inside me. Whether or not I'm eating food and my heart is beating, my life comes from God. And when we live mindful that we are part of this one body, that's what gives us life. That's life in the Spirit. The illusion is that we're all separate bodies, but the fact is we're all various bodies of one Spirit. And when we live in that one Spirit instead of just inside my little tiny flesh, we have infinite life, eternal life, life that outlives me, outlives each of us, and reaches beyond the scope of our physical existence. Body of Christ, of which we are all members, the vine of which we are all branches. Jesus and Paul have different ways of talking about this way in which we are all one. And we come to this table to reroot ourselves in Christ, to remember Jesus, to once again become a member of the body of Christ. And to know that this love that fed Jesus feeds us and flows out through us into all the world. And we also come to this table knowing that we are not just one with God, we're one with each other. When Jesus says, "This is my body," he's not just talking about his flesh. He's talking about the body of Christ. There's this passage in Paul's letter to the Corinthians in which he says, if you eat the bread and share the cup without discerning the body, you've got it all wrong. And way too many people have assumed that what that meant was you have to think that this bread is actually Jesus's muscles. It's not what he's talking about. If you read the rest of that passage in Paul, he's very clearly talking about this issue. When you share in communion, you are not, whatever you're taking, it's not communion if you don't know that you are receiving the body, the whole community, the people that you like and the people that you don't like. You're taking them all in. You're letting them become a part of yourself just like the bread is. This is part of the mystery that we are not separate. We are part of one another. When you fall in love romantically with someone, there's a lot going on there, but one of the things that's going on is that you have found in someone else a reflection of something in yourself that you passionately miss and want back. And if you stay with that love, they will show it to you and you can claim it for yourself and you will become more whole because you are in each other. When you're angry at someone, there's a lot going on there. Part of what's going on is that you have found in someone else something in yourself that you're afraid of. And if you explore that anger, you will discover that part of yourself that you have a problem with. And you can reclaim it and become more whole because we're part of one another. When you grieve for someone that you love and have lost, part of what's going on is that you are remembering a part of yourself that they held for you. And if you grieve that grief, it will give you that part of yourself back. And you can become more whole because we are in one another. This is part of what it means to love our neighbor as yourself, because your neighbor is yourself. When we walk past someone who's hurting or needy, we're tearing off a little part of ourself. So we come to this table over and over to receive the body and become the body. The embodiment of God's love in the world that is not separate from Jesus's or from anybody else's. There's only one thing, one love. And it flows through us and through all of God's beloved out into the world and nourishes the world. And we bear that fruit. And when we do that, when we grow in discipleship in that way, God is glorified and that love is perfected in us. We are all branches of the one vine, members of the one body, blossoms of the one love. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? God, we trust your love. We root ourselves in your love. And it flows through us to all the world, to our neighbors who are ourselves, to all creation. God, we thank you for your love and pray that we may be faithful disciples who bear the fruit of your love in this world. We pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.